Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. And friends, I have with me, for the first time ever, maybe a special co-host, William Barrientos, joining me here in the illustrious Damascus Media Studio. Welcome, William.
Hi, Aaron.
we're gonna read from Matthew's gospel, and we're going to offer a couple of different reflections. This is chapter 7, starting in verse 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide, and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate, and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." This set of readings, we've got chapter 7, verse 6, and verses 12 through 14. This is sort of toward the end of the conclusion of this Sermon on the Mount experience, where Jesus is really continuing to guide us in this process of learning to receive a new direction, right? Here in Matthew's gospel, even, we hear Jesus elsewhere say, like, "I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them." So we have this unique experience where Jesus is calling us to fulfill the work, the leadership, the guidance of the Lord in the Old Testament, and at the same time, experience it through a new life. William, what stands out to you in this reading?
I feel like there's something that I just don't understand right now is something against the swine, throwing something at the swine.
Yeah, that's awesome. This particular area of this verse is a little confusing for us. And I would refer us to Matthew chapter 15, verse 27, when the woman comes before the Lord, and it seems that Jesus pushes her away because she's a Gentile. His response is, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." And then the woman's response to him is, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." This is a moment in the scripture where we see that the Lord Jesus is honoring the faith of ones that would honor the word of God, that would honor the gift that they had received, right? Okay. Jesus, he continues to affirm, you know, this phrase that when we receive that particular gift of faith, an invitation to faith in Jesus, when we receive the word of God, we've got to hold it in honor and dignity and respect to give a response that's appropriate. I think the way to interpret this verse specifically happens in those last few phrases. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction. Those who enter it are many. How narrow is the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Remember elsewhere, of course, that story of the man who found the pearl of great price, right? And the man who found the treasure in the field and was able to sell everything to honor that which he found. That when we find in that moment of relationship with Jesus, finally something that's worth giving everything for, yeah, like something that's worth selling out our whole life for, that's the moment where things shift. That's the moment where things change. And we're called to express in a particular type of dignity toward that new invitation to new life that we find. We see this here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp all the time, right?
It's like, don't do nothing with what you have, pretty much.
Yeah, when a kid comes to camp and experiences that encounter with Jesus, it's like the entire framework for their experience of life can shift. When all of a sudden something, someone, some relationship that used to maybe seem like it was lacked value, or used to maybe seem that, hey, I'm gonna live out my faithful Christian life because my parents have asked me to, and because I'm gonna go to Mass with them on Sunday. But now all of a sudden, when you have that experience of the true value, the true impact, the true life that we can find from a relationship with Jesus. Like, that's the place at which we have to make the choice that, you know what, this experience that I've had, it's worth shifting the entire rest of my life to make sure that I'm going to honor and I'm going to show proper dignity and show proper praise and adoration to a God who loves me above all else. Yeah. It's worth changing your entire life for. It's worth shifting everything for. And that's the invitation that we leave you with today, friends, that when you encounter Jesus, that you would hold that moment in highest esteem, that we would build our lives off that, and that we'd seek that out at whatever the cost. Have a great day.